Phillip Island, the drivers love it. I wonder if Rick Kelly does. He was involved in that terrible 12-car bingle on the Saturday down at Simmons Plains. He joins us. G'day, Rick Kelly.
Good morning. How you going?
My God, mate, I don't want to bring up bad memories, but you were at the front end of that 12-car pileup.
I was at the front, in the middle, and at the back. Everywhere. I think I got hit 7 times from start to finish. So, yeah, it was definitely a little different for us, that's for sure.
So you had two muscle tears in your left leg?
Yeah, it's only quite minor, but I guess, like everything, you just want to make sure it's okay. You'd hate to get a little bit down the track and realise you should have done something about it. So a couple of days after the event, it just showed a couple of small tears. So it's already feeling pretty good again.
More importantly, what about the car?
I think the car's seen its last day at the track, unfortunately. It was a lovely car, always nice to everybody. It's always a good one to go to the turns.
Yeah. Rick, what sort of effect does it have on the team? It just means a lot of hard work, doesn't it?
Yeah, it certainly does. But that's the sport that we're in, you know. Yeah. It's one of those things where you're racing around a track at high 200s that it's going to happen from time to time. And we've had a pretty good run lately, and the good run of not much damage come to a grinding halt. The guys have already got the car or the spare chassis ready to go and ready to hit the track tomorrow, or I should say Friday, at Phillip Island. But it's probably the onflow of effects that hurts us the most for the next couple of months, is replacing all the spare parts that we've used to build the spare chassis. And when you're making, existing parts to replace damaged ones, it sort of slows down your development a little bit as well, because all the departments that we've got here at Nissan Motorsport are focused on, like I say, replenishing those spares rather than developing new go-fast bits. So it's a bit of an on-flow effect, but like I say, that's the sport that we're in, so just get on with it. The guys have done such an incredible job of doing exactly that.
Rick, you made your supercar debut in 2001. Are you aware of this stat? So this will be start number 212 for you, and you equal the late, great Peter Brock.
No, I didn't know that. You'd think I'd be good at it by now, but I'm going to keep trying.
Well, that must be an honour for you, though. That's that shows your longevity in a very tough sport.
Yeah, I guess so. I certainly haven't had the success that Peter Brock's had in his time there. So like I say, I've got to keep my head down and backside up and keep trying. But it's been really enjoyable to be a part of the sport for such a long time and see how it's changed over the 15 or 16 years that I've been involved. It's certainly very different to what it was when I first got involved. And I started back in the late 90s and early 2000s actually selling T-shirts and hats as part of the Holden Racing team. And I remember selling Peter Brock hats and Craig Lowndes hats back then. And it's been great to progress. But like I say, it's been really interesting to see how it has changed over that time as well.
Mate, I mentioned that most drivers enjoy Phillip Island. So I'll ask you the question, do you enjoy Phillip Island? There's a bit of a format change here, Rick, isn't there? There's two 250K races.
Yeah, that's a really long way around that track. I'm not sure why the format has changed. It's quite an interesting one. No one knows why they've gone to such a lengthy race weekend. It's actually equal to our first round, which is Eclipse of 500, which is renowned to be one of the toughest events from a driver's point of view. It's just very hot inside the car and very long races. So it is going to be really challenging at that event, because it's probably the higher G track that we go to. So two 250K races, one Saturday and one Sunday, I think is going to be really challenging from a driver's point of view. But to your question about whether I enjoy it or not, everyone says, what's your favourite track? And I mean, these days, your favourite track is the one where you go the best at.
Yeah.
You know, it can be a really crappy little track. As long as you win, you're going to love it. But Phillip Island is one of those standout tracks. It's really fast and flowing. And from a driver's point of view, it is definitely really enjoyable.
How many kilos do you lose, over the weekend?
Not a lot, The biggest thing where we lose a little bit of weight is in the really hot races, because your body loses more fluid than it can take. And I think your body can only absorb something like 1 litre an hour, and we lose more than that in a race like Clipsal. So you definitely tend to start drinking more fluid in the weeks leading in, because you can't just start drinking on that day. Your body's not used to taking in that amount of fluid, and it gets rid of it straight away. But at a race like Phillip Island, you just get obviously really drained physically and mentally. As far as weight loss is concerned, it's really not an issue at the rounds that aren't as hot as Clipsal.
Rick, You've won the championship before. You've won Bathurst a couple of times. We wish you all the best at Phillip Island this weekend.
I really appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
Good on you, mate. Rick Kelly there from the Nissan Motor Racing team, and they're doing battle at Phillip Island on the weekend. He's a $51 chance to win at Phillip Island.